भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 47 द सॉन्ग ऑफ द बी टेक्स्ट 1, 2 and 3 श्रीशुक उवाच तं वीक्ष्य कृष्णानुचरं व्रजस्त्रिया तं वीक्ष्य कृष्णानुचरं व्रजस्त्रिया प्रलम्ब बाहुं नवकञ्जलोचनम् प्रलम्ब बाहुं नवकञ्जलोचनम् पीताम्बरं पुष्करमालिनं लसन् पीताम्बरं पुष्करमालिनं लसन् मुखारविन्दं परिमृष्टकुण्डलम् मुखारविन्दं परिमृष्टकुण्डलम् श्रीशुक उवाच तं वीक्ष्य कृष्णानुचरं व्रजस्त्रियः प्रलम्ब बाहुं नवकञ्जलोचनम् पीताम्बरं पुष्करमालिनं लसन् मुखारविन्दं परिमृष्टकुण्डलम् Matajis. श्रीशुक उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड तम हिम वेक्ष्य सीइंग कृष्णानुचरम द सर्वेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा उद्धव व्रजस्त्रिया द वुमन ऑफ व्रज प्रलंब हैंगिंग डाउन बाहुम हूज आर्म्स नव यंग कंज लाइक लोटसेस लोचनम हूज आईज पीता येलो अंबरम वेरिंग अ गार्मेंट पुष्कर ऑफ लोटसेस मालिनम वेरिंग अ गार्लैंड लसत इफल्जेंटली ग्लोइंग मुख हूज फेस अरविंदम लोटस लाइक परिमृष्ट पॉलिश्ड कुंडलम हूज इयररिंग्स. There's one more verse which is not on the board. I'll read this verse also. Suvishmita ko yamapi vyadarshana kutascha kasya chutavesha bhushana itisma sarva parivauru utsukas tamuttama shloka padam bhujashrayam. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sukhdev Goswami said, the young woman of Vraja became astonished upon seeing Lord Krishna's servant who had long arms, whose eyes resembled a newly grown lotus, who wore a yellow garment and a lotus garland, and whose lotus-like face glowed with brightly polished earrings. Who is this handsome man? The gopis asked. Where has he come from, and whom does he serve? He is wearing Krishna's clothes and ornaments. Saying this, the gopis eagerly crowded around Uddhava, whose shelter was the lotus feet of Lord Uttama Shloka, Shri Krishna. There is no purport. The next verse will take. Text number 3 translation. Bowing their heads in humility, the gopis duly honored Uddhava with their shy, smiling glances and pleasing words. They took him to a quiet place, seated him comfortably, and began to question him, for they recognized him to be a messenger from Krishna, the master of the goddess of fortune. Purport. The chaste gopis were enlivened to see that a messenger had come from Krishna. As Uddhava will discover during his stay in Vrindavan, the unique gopis could not think of anything but their beloved Krishna. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Vyon Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bowing their heads in humility, the gopis duly honored Uddhava with their shy, smiling glances and pleasing words. They took him to a quiet place, seated him comfortably, and began to question him, for they recognized him to be a messenger from Krishna, the master of goddess of fortune. So we are seeing a series of verses from the past chapter about Uddhava's visit to Vrindavan, and a new chapter has begun today, which is called as Brahmaragit, the song of the bee, which is Uddhava meeting the gopis and relaying the message which he has got from Krishna. So meanwhile in Mathura, Krishna and Balaram have come back from Avanti. They have got their formal education from Sandipani Muni, and Krishna is asking Balaram after reaching Mathura, do you got any report from Vrindavan? So Balaram is not aware of anything like that. So then Krishna and Balaram approach Rohini, and they ask her, did anyone come from Braj to meet us, or any report came from there? So apparently no one had come, and no report had come from Vrindavan. So thinking of Vrindavan, both Krishna and Balaram, as well as Rohini, they cried. And that time Krishna asked Rohini, should I go in a hiding way to meet the Brajvasis in Vrindavan? But then they all concluded that it won't be a wise for Krishna to go now. And they all came to conclusion that we should send someone, definitely. And that a messenger could be sent to Vrindavan, taking the message of Krishna, but that messenger has to be well qualified, an astute messenger. So this was the prelude to why Uddhava was chosen. Now we are all seeing that how Krishna is away from Vrindavan. So our acharyas, they also mentioned that while Krishna is away from Vrindavan, there is also a saying that Krishna never leaves one step out of Vrindavan. But yet we also see Krishna has promised to devotees of Braj in Mathura that he will come back again. Sometimes there can be a confusion, a contradiction. So acharyas have very nicely tried to solve this issue of how Krishna is there and how Krishna is not a cheater or breaker of his promise. So acharyas say that Krishna, he is still in Vrindavan, but in his bhava expansion. While Krishna in Mathura is Krishna's prabhava expansion. So when Krishna was in Mathura and he killed Kamsa, Ananda Maharaj and Yashoda met Krishna in Mathura, that time there was a mutual agreement between the Brajavasis and Krishna. And the agreement was, which they all came to conclusion, that since Krishna has come to Mathura and now he has met his parents Vasudeva and Devaki, so definitely Vasudeva and Devaki are expecting that Krishna has to undergo a lot of samskaras which are pending. From birth, there was no samskar performed for Krishna as a kshatriya. So Krishna is waiting in Mathura to let all the samskaras get performed. Also, because Krishna has killed Kamsa, now Kamsa has so many demonic friends, and there is a high chance that these demonic friends of Kamsa will attack Mathura. So Krishna has to be in Mathura to protect Mathura. Because if Krishna leaves Mathura and goes to Vrindavan, then the demons will come and defeat and destroy Mathura and finally come to Vrindavan. So better Krishna stands in the forefront in Mathura and saves Mathura and kills this demon. And meanwhile, and Krishna says that I will come back. However, he tells the Brajavasis that you can remember me while I am not there. So Krishna encourages them on the process of smaranam. So Prabhupada mentions in one of his purport in third canto, in the discussion between Uddhava and Vidura, that Krishna is recommending the best process of devotional service, smaranam. Why? Because Prabhupada mentions that many times we may not be able to actually physically associate with a personality, our spiritual master, Vaishnavas, or even Krishna. So we are, when we are associating with them, we are on the drishti path. That means on our drishti, we can see on the path, on our drishti path, the very personality standing and associate with him. So Krishna is recommending them that drishti path is not always possible. So he tells them to go on smriti path. That means to go on the path of remembrance or whatever exchanges you had with that personality. And therein, through that exchange, you can relate, you can actually associate with the person. So Krishna encourages the Vrajavasis to go back, go to Vrindavan, and remember all the pastimes which they had individually with him. And through that, they can actually intimately associate with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that this is also the path which our acharyas have recommended, the path of feeling separation and union in separation. And Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the best example of Smriti Path. That means he was in Jagannath Puri and he was intensely remembering Lord Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of Srimati Radharani remembering Krishna, that mood which she exhibited when Uddhava gave the message to Srimati Radharani. So here, Srila Prabhupada recommends that one should go on a Smriti Path. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says in one of his conversations that we have given these two books, Krishna book and teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is a solace for all those devotees who are feeling separation from Krishna. So we can see that how Prabhupada also himself in his life, he experienced that and he embellished the separation from his own spiritual master. One time Srila Prabhupada was in his room and he rang a bell. That time Srila Prabhupada was reading the Krishna book. So Shruta Kirti Prabhu came running inside to meet Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was reading Krishna book and then he saw Shruta Kirti and told him, Shruta Kirti Prabhu, that he said, this is Krishna book. This one book is enough. There is no other need of any other books. And then Prabhupada kept reading. And after some time Prabhupada again raised his head and said, actually not even one book, one chapter of this book is enough. Then Prabhupada continued reading the book. And after some time Prabhupada raised his head and said, why one chapter? One line of this book is enough to achieve perfection. And Shruta Kirti Prabhu kept standing there waiting for some more to come. And Prabhupada said, why one line? One word of Krishna book is enough to make someone achieve perfection. So we can see that how Bhagavatam 10th canto is not just one of the cantos, it is the most important canto which Sukadeva Goswami is finally bringing everyone to, from first canto to 10th canto. So in this way we can see that Acharyas have mentioned that Krishna actually has not broken his promise, and nor Krishna is absent in Vrindavan, and yet Krishna's presence is in Mathura. And the Acharya mentions this is called as Achintya Bhedabhit Tattva. So therefore, it is very difficult to understand how Krishna can be in Vrindavan and yet can be not be in Vrindavan. So now, after Krishna and Balaram and Rohini have decided to send a messenger, they choose a very important personality to go to Vrindavan. And this is Uddhava. So we can see from so many places in the Bhagavatam how Uddhava is a very special personality. In the third canto, the description of Uddhava is given about how Uddhava's attachment to Krishna is so intense. And while that attachment is being described, it is mentioned that Uddhava, when he was 5 years old, he was so absorbed in serving Krishna, even though he was very away from Krishna. He was so absorbed in serving Krishna that his mother would call him for breakfast. And he would not be interested in breakfast because he was serving Krishna. So that's a Bhagavatam verse which predicts, which shows that how Buddha was so absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Now we see that it's very difficult for any child to be absorbed so much. Children are very innocent, and many times they shake their parents and wake them up just because they're hungry. So when they're hungry, they don't care for the whole world. They want food. But here is someone who's hungry, breakfast time is there, and mother is calling him for breakfast, and yet he's so absorbed in Krishna Seva, he doesn't mind missing his breakfast. And it is mentioned that Uddhava is a close cousin of Krishna. Uddhava is son of Vasudeva's brother, Devabhag. And because Uddhava is so absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Uddhava's complexion and bodily features are also like Krishna, resemble exactly like Krishna. And we read in this verse today, the bodily features of Krishna, which the gopis are able to, which gopis are seeing about Uddhava. So his bodily features are same as Krishna. Above all, he is a very dearmost friend of Krishna. And Uddhava happens to be a very learned person. He happened to be, he went and studied jnana, knowledge, from Brihaspati himself. So therefore he was Brihaspati's disciple. He was expert in logic. And therefore Krishna not only always kept Uddhava close to him like a friend, joked with him, slept with him, and expressed many things in confidence with Uddhava, but many times Krishna also relied on Uddhava's advice. So Uddhava was like a special advisor for Krishna. We find many times in Bhagavatam, especially one instance I remember, where there were two messages which came from different places. When Krishna was in the court, Dwarka, assembly. And one message had first come from the kings who were captive from Jarasandh. And they were asking Krishna to come and release them and kill Jarasandh. So when the message came, everyone in Dwarka became ready for a war against Jarasandh. And at the same time, another messenger came, which was telling about Yudhishthir Maharaj inviting Krishna for a Rajasuya Yajna. So everyone said that we will go and first handle Jarasandh, and then we will go for Rajasuya Yajna. But then Krishna said, this is very difficult because, you know, a devotee is calling here, a pure devotee, Maharaj Yudhishthir, for Rajasuya Yajna. I can't avoid that. But yet the kings, who are also my devotees, they are calling me. So then he decided to ask Uddhava. So Uddhava gave a very intelligent advice that Krishna should go for Rajasuya Yajna. Because for Rajasuya Yajna to be accomplished, Yudhishthir Maharaj will have to defeat everyone. So part of the defeating also will be to defeat Jarasandha. So by going to Rajasuya Yajna, Krishna can accomplish both the tasks by making Yudhishthir happy, and at the same time, Krishna can go as incognito with Bhima and with Arjuna and defeat Jarasandha in wrestling match. So this was how Krishna would many times rely on Uddhava as an advisor. So not only Uddhava was a great advisor, it is mentioned that Uddhava was a great counselor also. Uddhava was known as one of the best counselors in the Vrishni dynasty. So, Shukdev Goswami mentions that Uddhava, who was the best counselor in Vrishni dynasty, was now being sent as a new counselor to meet the gopis. That means Krishna was appointing Uddhava as counselor of gopis. So, Uddhava was going to counsel the gopis, but we'll see as we go ahead in our class that Uddhava actually got counsel from the gopis. So Uddhava also had many other important tasks as a messenger. We also see that when Krishna disappeared, was about to disappear, and Uddhava was feeling so much separation, Krishna spoke the entire Uddhava Gita for him. And Prabhupada mentions that Krishna spoke Gita to Arjuna, but higher than that Gita is Krishna speaking Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. It was the Uddhava Gita begins when Krishna's Gita ends, Prabhupada writes. And then we see that after the narration of Uddhava Gita, after Krishna's disappearance, Krishna had asked Uddhava that in my pastime while I was on the earth planet, I met all my devotees except those devotees who are in Badrika Ashram. So you should go as a messenger to Badrika Ashram. So Uddhava was also a relied messenger of Lord Krishna. So Krishna sent Uddhava to Badrikashram to give Krishna's message and association to the devotees in Badrikashram. And also Prabhupada says in his purport to third canto that Krishna had sent a confidential message to Narayana and Rishi, which no one knows what was the message all about. So he was a very confidential messenger. So Krishna sent Uddhava to Badrikashram with a confidential message for Narayana and Rishi. And now Krishna is asking Uddhava, has asked Uddhava to go to Vrindavan with a confidential message. So therefore Uddhava is not an ordinary person. In fact, one of the Bhagavatam verses mentions that Krishna is saying to Uddhava that you are more dear to me than my own self, more dear to me than even Brahma, Shiva and even Lakshmi Devi. So that is a connection which Uddhava has, a very strong connection with Krishna. So Krishna calls Uddhava in a private and Krishna tells that long ago I got a message. I got a message from Lalita Devi about the things which are happening in Vrindavan after my leaving. But after that there is no message. So Srila Rupa Goswami has composed a book based on the message which Lalita Devi has sent to Krishna in Mathura. And that book is called as Hamsa Duta. And then it is mentioned that Krishna tells Uddhava how he should go to Vrindavan, because Uddhava has never visited Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami's another book called as Uddhava Sandesh mentions in detail how Krishna guided him to go to Vrindavan. So Krishna told him also which road he should take and which all different places you will see on the way. And finally the place where you are going, where to stop. So in the Uddhava Sandesh, Rupa Goswami mentions about Krishna's guided tour. So Krishna tells Uddhava, when you leave Mathura, first there will be Gokarna Tirtha. After that, Ambika one will come. And Krishna mentions, this is the place where I killed the snake Vidyadhara, who was Vidyadhara. And then if you go ahead, Krishna says that you will see Akrura Ghat, where I reveal to Akrura, my majesty. And close by is also the place where I give mercy to the Yagik Patnis, the Brahmana wives, wives of the Brahmanas. And Krishna tells Uddhava, this is the path which I took when I came with Akrura. And then as you go ahead, Krishna tells Uddhava, then you come to Shaktikara, which is called today called as Shatikara. And as you go ahead, then you will see, you will find this village called as Mrigahera Tirtha, Maghera Tirtha. Then you will find, you are very close to Govardhan, and Krishna tells him to take a right turn from Govardhan. And then go ahead and go to Saharagram. And he mentions that Saharagram is a place where I was coming with Akrura and I took a break, Krishna tells. And here is a place where Upanand gave me fresh buttermilk to relieve my thirst. So you go ahead of Saharagram, then you will come to Rahelagram. And finally you will be able to reach the outskirts of Nandagram. So Krishna has well guided Uddhava how to reach Nandagram. And not only that, now Krishna starts speaking to Uddhava about all the places in Nandagaon. Detail of what all the pastimes he had with different devotees in different places in Nandagaon. And then Krishna gives him many letters. Jiva Goswami mentions Gopal Champu, there was not just one message, there are many messages. Krishna gave him one letter for the cows of Vrindavan. Krishna gave him one letter for the gopas in Vrindavan. Then Krishna gave one letter for Nanda Maharaj, one letter for Yashoda, one letter for all the gopis, and one letter specifically for Srimati Radharani. And Jiva Goswami mentions that when Krishna gave the letter of Radharani to Uddhava, he told, he also gave his garland to Uddhava and told that when you will go and meet Srimati Radharani, you will see Radharani may be very much absorbed. She will not so conscious. You take my garland, and as soon as she is able to smell the fragrance of my garland, she will be revived. And at that time, you give this message to her. So in this way, Krishna sends Uddhava to Vrindavan. Now it is mentioned that when Uddhava reaches Nandagram, this is a place where everyone is staying right now. So when he reaches Nandagaon, on the outskirts, when Uddhava is coming, it's in the evening time. And when Uddhava is reaching Nandagaon, because of the chariot, lot of dust is coming up. So all the gopas, they see from very far distance that someone is coming in a chariot. And amazingly, Krishna sent Uddhava on the same chariot in which Akrura took him to Mathura. So from very far off distance, now the cows and the gopas who are playing nearby, they see the same chariot which Krishna has gone. So they are very much excited and they feel like Krishna is coming. And as the chariot comes closer and they see Uddhava, and as we mentioned, as we see in this particular verse, Uddhava's bodily features are same as Krishna's. So they get more excited to see that Krishna is actually coming. And when the chariot comes very closer, all the cows come and surround the chariot. Uddhava gets down. When the cows see very clearly that it's not Krishna, but someone resembling Krishna, they're excited and they want to know what's happening, what's going to happen now. And Uddhava brings out the letter to the cows and relays all the message. And immediately the cows are in ecstasy. And then comes all the gopas. So when the gopas come, then Krishna gives the message to gopas. And Krishna, Uddhava gives the message of Krishna to gopas. And Uddhava spends a lot of time with the gopas. So meanwhile, the time is passing in Mathura, in Nandagaon. And it has become almost like night time now. So then Uddhava asks the gopas that I want to go now and meet Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So they show the hill and tell that this is the place where Nanda and Yashoda, they are staying. So in Braj Leela, it is mentioned that when Uddhava is about to go to that hill, Uddhava sees two rivers coming down the hill. So he asks some people, what are these rivers? Where is the house of Nanda and Yashoda? So they all are very astonished at seeing Uddhava, and they tell them that just follow this river and you will reach Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's house. And so in Braj Leela it is mentioned that when Uddhava goes to see Nanda and Yashoda, he sees that a trickle of water is actually coming from Nanda and Yashoda's house. And one river is formed because of Nanda Maharaj's tears, and other river is formed because of Yashoda's tears. So Uddhava gets the first shock of his life. He never thought that Nanda and Yashoda will be in such a plight. And it is mentioned that we see that everywhere in the house there is so much of dust, as if no one is staying there for a long time. Cobwebs are everywhere, and even the utensils have not been used for a long time. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they have not cooked in their home, because the person for whom they cooked is not there. So therefore, all the Brajavasis in Nandagaon, they would go every day and take prasad, the lunch or food items. So Yashoda could not cook, so everyone would feed Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So that was a sight which Uddhava actually went through when he saw Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So Uddhava was sent by Krishna. It is mentioned that Krishna also had an idea that not only Uddhava should relay my message, but Krishna also wanted Uddhava to learn a higher lesson in his life, in his devotional service. So while Uddhava was a great devotee of Krishna in Dwarka, Krishna wanted him to also taste the rasa of devotional service in Braj. So when Uddhava was going, Krishna was knowing that Uddhava, when someone is a very great devotee, he may develop a little pride in his greatness as a great servant of Krishna. So Krishna wanted to remove that little pride which Uddhava had developed as a very confidential servant of Krishna. In fact, it is mentioned Uddhava was so confidential and so close that much close, not even the queens of Dwarka were with Krishna. So Uddhava had that understanding that I was very close to Krishna. And he also knew that he was being sent a confidential messenger, so that he had that pride, you know, I have to go there, I have to pacify the Vrindavan Vasis. So Krishna was indirectly trying to send Uddhava so that Uddhava also learns his lesson. So here is Uddhava in Vrindavan and in Nandagaon, and here we see the series of verses that when Uddhava has spent his whole night discussing Krishna Katha with Nanda and Yashoda. Early morning, the gopis, they come to meet Nanda and Yashoda. So it is mentioned that part of Mangala Arati of gopis would be to take darshan of Nanda and Yashoda, because they knew that by just coming to Nanda and Yashoda, they would remind them of Krishna, and that would be very nice. So when they come in the morning to meet Nanda and Yashoda, they see a chariot in front of Nandagram. And then they start thinking that this is a chariot in which Krishna went to Mathura. So has Krishna come back again? So they are very much excited now. So they enter into the house and they see that there is someone resembling Krishna, as the verse mentions. They see the beautiful form of Uddhava, which is resembling Krishna. But they come to know that he is not Krishna. But very soon they realize that he is not Krishna, but he is Krishna's messenger. So now they want to know what is Krishna's message for them. So at this time, the gopis decide that they should take Uddhava away to a very private secret place wherein he could reveal the message of Krishna to them. So it is mentioned that the place where Nanda and Yashoda stayed and Uddhava stayed, that is actually today the place in Nandagaon where the temple is there, Nanda Bhavan temple, Nanda Bhavan temple. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Nandagaon in his Vrindavan tour, he came down first and took bath in Pavan Sarovar. And after Pavan Sarovar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Brajvasis that, have you seen any deities here? So immediately the Brajvasis, they mentioned that, we don't know about temple and deities, but we are very afraid and fearful. There is a cave upstairs on the hill where there are some images, and no one yet goes there because they are afraid. Maybe some ghosts are staying there. But there are a few images there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy. And then he goes on the Nandeshwar hill and he enters into the cave, and there he finds three deities. And then it is mentioned that some Rajvasis are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see whether he needs some protection. And they see, amazingly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits in front of a deity and starts speaking to Nanda and Yashoda. So there are deities of Nanda, Yashoda and Krishna. So Brajavasis start thinking that, why is he speaking to these images? But the way he was speaking to those images makes them feel that this person has some special relationship with these two deities. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells them that these are the deities of Nanda and Yashoda and this is Krishna deity, then it confirms to them that we had heard about some deities long back installed by Vajranab, but now we are very much clear that it is you who has revealed the deities of Nanda, Yashoda and Krishna. So immediately there is a festival and the deities are brought out and temple is built. And it is mentioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thinks that there is one deity missing, so he puts Balramji's deity also there. So today if you go to Nandagaon, you will find Yashoda, then Krishna and Balram. Krishna and Balram are very much similar. They are having dark complexion. And then there is the deity of Nandagaon, Nanda Maharaj. So of course, these are deities when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established a temple there. But later, the deities of Madhu Mangal, Shridhama, Dalita, Radharani, and Revati were added. So that is the place where Uddhava had discussion with Nanda and Yashoda. So now the gopis took Uddhava to a secret place. So in Nandagaon, very close to Nandagaon, down, there is a place called as Uddhava Kyari. And that is the place where our verse has today reached, where the gopis have taken Uddhava to a very quiet and secret place. So Uddhava Kyari is the place where some gopis took Uddhava, and all the gopis had assembled. So Uddhava had in his mind that he would go and teach the gopis, especially the gopis were very important because Krishna had a special message for them. So he had in his mind that I will go and teach them the process of meditation, dhyana, of how one should fix one's attention on Krishna. So when Uddhava reached Uddhava Kyari, he saw that some of the gopis were already doing dhyana. So he was quite confused. So he went and asked some gopis, what they are doing? So they are doing dhyana. What they are doing dhyana on? Which topic? And he was told, at which he was very surprised, that the gopis are doing a dhyana to remove Krishna from heart. Which was shocking for him, because he had come to teach them how to remember, how to focus on Krishna and bring him into heart. So when Uddhava heard that, so Uddhava got his first lesson that I am dealing with not some ordinary devotees. They are someone who are even beyond me also. So Uddhava complied and he went on. And when it is mentioned that when Uddhava started listening to what the gopis had to say about Krishna, so Uddhava was slowly being revealed the highest nature of Braj Vadhu Prem, the gopis of Vrindavan's their love. So it was like Uddhava was raising his, was able to see slowly. It's like one time one devotee was mentioning this nice point, Like suddenly you are told to stand in front of a huge skyscraper building. Then you may think, how big is the building? So you may slowly raise your head. Standing there you may raise your head up and up, and finally you see the top. So standing on one portion, one place, Uddhava's head was being raised. He was wearing the hat of Aishwarya. So while he was wearing the hat of Aishwarya and he was raising his head to see what is this Madhurya Prem of gopis. So finally when his head was too up, the hat fell off. The Aishwarya hat fell off. And Uddhava, with all that he thought, intelligently planned to come to Nandagaon and do his wonderful counseling, all that he forgot. Because now he was in position to be counseled by the gopis themselves. So Uddhava's Aishwarya fell off, and it is said that I was hearing a lecture of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, which he gave in Uddhava Kyari, and Maharaj was mentioning a nice point that Vrindavan is a place where people come with unique, great devotees come with unique unique wishes. He was mentioning, generally we come to Vrindavan, then we have some wish to get promoted in bhakti, which whatever position we are now, to become better than that. And he was also mentioning, sometimes we may go and aspire for Madhurya Ras or something like that, to become a gopi. But Maharaj pointed out very nicely that, you see, great personalities, Brahma, he comes to Vrindavan, and he is Brahma, he is so close to Lord Vishnu, and yet his aspiration is to become a stone, a mountain. So actually he is demoting himself. From Brahma's position he has become a mountain. Lord Shiva is such a high position, he wants to become a mountain in Vrindavan. And here is Uddhava. Uddhava is such a close devotee friend of Krishna, and he wants to become a grass. And Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning a very wonderful point, that generally we always aspire to be like humble, like a blade of grass. But no one aspires to be grass. But Uddhava wanted to be a grass. So we find here a very nice resemblance, that Uddhava can be compared to a devotee coming from city to Vrindavan. So city devotee, when he comes to Vrindavan, what his aspiration should be? His aspiration should be not be to get the highest thing, to experience Madhurya Ras, but come to a natural realization that actually it's very high for me. A place where I could serve, that's important. A position in which I could serve. So Uddhava, when he went through the whole thing, it is mentioned that Uddhava, when he gave a message, so it is mentioned that Uddhava aspired to be a creeper in Vrindavan, or a herb in Vrindavan, or a grass in Vrindavan. Now we'll come back to that, why Uddhava, what he wanted to in Vrindavan. Meanwhile, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur writes a very nice point, that that Krishna had sent Uddhava to save the gopis from imminent death. And Vishwanath Chakra Thakur gives an analogy, that just like Krishna had saved his friends from Davagni, Davanal fire, by telling them to close their eyes and meditate on Krishna, similarly, Uddhava had come to gopis who were also in another fire, fire of separation. And Uddhava was supposed to come to gopis and tell them that he should close their eyes and meditate on the pastimes of Krishna, which was Krishna's one of the messages, that they should think of Krishna's pastime right from the beginning of their association. So in this way, while Uddhava was there and he relayed the message, it is mentioned Uddhava actually helped also the gopis in feeling Krishna's presence amongst them. So Uddhava's presence helped gopis to feel Krishna's presence. And finally, when the message was revealed, it is mentioned that Uddhava gave a message to the gopis and also gave a message to Radharani, the special letters. And then Radharani thanked Uddhava for coming, and Radharani compared Uddhava to be Hanuman. Just like Hanuman, he jumped over the ocean to get Lord Ram's message for Sita. Similarly, Uddhava, you have come with Krishna's message for us. Therefore, we are very much thankful to you. And just like Sita gave gifts for Lord Ram to Hanuman, Radharani said, I will also like to give some gifts. And therefore, it is mentioned in Garga Samhita that Srimati Radharani gave some gift for Krishna through Uddhava. What were the gifts? Radharani gave the two Chandrakanta jewels which she had got from Krishna during the Rasa dance. She also gave Krishna through Uddhava 1,000-petal lotus flower, two of them, and many more things she gave, and also she gave the jewel of Shankachuda which Krishna had given to Radharani, and Radharani gave it back to Uddhava to give to Krishna. And finally she gave Uddhava the most important thing for which Krishna had sent him. And it is mentioned that Radharani gave Uddhava the topmost level of pure devotional service beyond the three modes of material nature, which Uddhava was aspiring for. And after the whole discussion was over, then the gopis requested Uddhava if he could stay for some more days. So they said so that Uddhava went on to stay for 10 months in Vrindavan. And while he was there, it is mentioned that all the devotees in Vrindavan were very happy because they could actually feel intense presence of Krishna through Uddhava. It was as if Krishna had returned back to Vrindavan through the form of Uddhava. So when Uddhava was in Nandagaon and now the time had come for him to leave, it is mentioned so that Uddhava was thinking that this is the very highest place. And he thought of that this place might be, people may come from very far distance to just come to this place. So it is mentioned in the local Braj folklore that why there are so many thorns in Vrindavan. We often say when you go to Vrindavan Yatra, then it is very difficult to walk without sleepers. Why? Because as soon as you walk without sleepers, chappals, then thorn will come and prick you. And pricking of thorn is very common in Vrindavan. So Vishwarupu was telling me once that actually the saying in Vrindavan that it was Uddhava who planted all those thorns, thinking that this is the very highest place. Ordinary people should not come here. If ordinary people will come here, they will dilute this place. So therefore he planted the thorns that time, thinking that if people come here and see thorns, they will go away. They will not penetrate Vrindavan. They will just go on the outskirts of Vrindavan and they will not come inside Vrindavan and see this highest thing. So therefore it is mentioned that Uddhava, before leaving Vrindavan, he aspired to be a creeper in Vrindavan. So Uddhava had to go back to Krishna because he had to get the message back to Vrindavan, from Vrindavan to Mathura. So when Uddhava was about to leave, he aspired to come back again to Vrindavan. So when Uddhava was leaving, it was only that he was going because he had to meet Krishna and convey the message. But he actually was very much interested in coming back to Vrindavan and become a creeper. So when Uddhava was leaving, the chariot was about to move, all the Brajavasis came and they gave a farewell to Uddhava. And Uddhava then told Radharani, if you have something, do you want to write a letter? So it is mentioned by Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu that Radharani was trying to write a letter, but she was crying. So because of that cry, she couldn't actually write a letter. So Uddhava understood that it is very difficult for her to write. And he told, don't worry, I will explain everything to Krishna, that how Vrindavan devotees are suffering because of you, and you have to come back to Vrindavan. So it is mentioned that Uddhava went back to Mathura, relayed the entire message, and Krishna was more in pain of separation because of devotees. But one thing good happened after Uddhava went is that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda felt that Krishna is caring for them, that Krishna will definitely come back. And we find that after Uddhava came back from Vrindavan, the next time Krishna wanted to send a message, Uddhava did not go, because he said, I will not go temporarily, I will go for permanent now. Because every time going and telling them, you know, I will come, I don't want to do that. So then Krishna had to send Balaramji. So while Krishna had improved his communication with Vrindavan, so Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda also thought that we should also give some communication to Krishna. So after Uddhava was coming to Vrindavan, the communication between Krishna and Vrindavan and Mathura improved. So while there were updates from Vrindavan, from Mathura to Vrindavan, even Vrindavan was sending regular updates to Mathura to Krishna. So in this way Krishna was pacified because he was getting lot of regular updates from Mathura. So in this way we see that how wonderfully Uddhava relayed his message, and as we saw that he came as a counselor, but he actually got counsel from the gopis. Now this Uddhava in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is Paramananda Puri. While Uddhava was a friend of Krishna in Dwarka, he came as a very senior devotee in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela as Paramananda Puri. In fact, Paramananda Puri was initiated by Ishwara Puri, by Madhavendra Puri. So Ishwarapuri and Madhun and Paramanandapuri were god brothers. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always gave a lot of awe and reverence and also respect to Paramanandapuri, which he did not wanted. So the first meeting with Krishna, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with Paramanandapuri took place in Madurai. It is mentioned when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was touring South India, it is said that Paramanandapuri was born in the current district of Muzaffarpur, Muzaffarnagar and Darbhanga. That was the place of birth of Paramanandapuri. But he came to do his Chaturmas in south of India. And one particular year he was in Chaturmas doing south, in south of India in this place, Madurai, called as Rishabha Hill, also called in modern day as Palani, where even today there is a very big temple of Kartikeya. So that is a place, it is also mentioned why it's called Rishabha Hill, because Lord Rishabhadev came here and he disappeared there in the forest fire. So Paramanandapuri was staying in Brahmana's house and doing Chaturmasya Vrat, and Chaturmasya got over and he was still staying there. Meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Chaturmasya Vrat in Srirangam. And after Chaturmasya Vrat got over, then he continued his tour and came to Madurai, and then he directly came to this place, and for the first time he met Paramanandapuri. So it is mentioned that Paramanandapuri and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed together for 3-4 days and discussed Krishna Katha. And finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Paramanandapuri, why don't you come to Jagannath Puri and stay with me? So Paramanandapuri said that, yes, I wanted to come, actually I have a very great aspiration to visit Jagannath Puri and also go and take bath in Ganga in Mayapur. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, well, you go ahead and I am also going on my tour, and finally I come to Puri. So it is mentioned that Paramanandapuri went to Mayapur, took bath in Ganga, and he stayed in Sachimata's house, and Sachimata nicely took care of Paramanandapuri. So while Paramanandapuri was there, then there is a news which came from Jagannath Puri. We know that how Nityanand Puri and all the other devotees sent Kala Krishna Das as a messenger to all devotees in Navadvip that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has returned from his South India tour. So when Kala Krishna Das came and gave the message, so Paramanandapuri thought that now it is time for him to go to Jagannath Puri and so should Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Paramanandapuri comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, meets him in Gambira, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranges one room in Gambira, Kashi Mishra's house, for Paramanandapuri. And later Paramanandapuri establishes a small mutt for himself behind Jagannath temple, and there it is mentioned that Paramanandapuri was staying there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly visit Paramanandapuri. In fact, Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals that he is saying that I am present on earth only out of affection for Paramanandapuri. I belong to him alone. If he sells me, I will allow myself to be sold. And anyone who sees Paramanandapuri even once will receive love for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Paramanandapuri's place once, and Paramanandapuri's mutha had one well, but there was no proper water supply. The water was little, very, very meager, and also plus it was very bitter. So they tried their best to get good water, but nothing happened. So Mahaprabhu came and saw that that was the desire of Paramanandapuri. So Mahaprabhu, standing near the well, he prayed looking at Chakra that, Lord Jagannath, please invoke Mother Ganga in this well. And immediately in front of everyone's eyes, the whole well got covered with Ganga water. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that if anyone drinks water from this well, it is he will get all the benefits he gets by drinking Ganga water. And even by seeing this water, one will achieve perfection, get love for Krishna. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated with Paramanandapuri. In fact, before this well became filled with Ganga water, it is mentioned as a pastime when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Nagar Sankirtan, and he came to this well of Paramanandapuri, and Mahaprabhu ran and jumped into the well. So all the devotees are very much distressed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has jumped into a well which has no water. So they came running to see, and they were thinking of, like, it's a great devastation which has happened. And as soon as they saw amazing thing, that the whole well was full of butter, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was floating on the butter. So this happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reciprocation in Paramanandapuri. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.